your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. According to a preliminary review of ballots this week, an overwhelming number of creditors voted to accept Jefferson County's plan of adjustment to exit bankruptcy. Still, some obstacles remain for Jeffco to exit bankruptcy by December 20th. Here now to give an update on the county's bankruptcy exit plan is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, this is good news that the creditors think we're on the right path.
Well, maybe. I mean, if you're looking at this as a compromise, you know, they say the best compromises are the ones where both sides walk away unhappy. The creditors overwhelmingly support this plan. Now, does that mean that the county is not getting out of it what it, you know, the best possible deal? You know, the county itself, the county commission seems to think, no, this is the best deal. But if you... you know, ask sewer ratepayers, plaintiff's attorneys who are representing them, you'll get a completely different answer.
So what other problems need to be solved before December 20th?
Well, one of the big issues right now is there's a hearing on November 17th, which is the anybody who wants to object to the plan. Who has already filed with the court their notice saying that they're objecting to it, why and how they have legal standing, can go before the court and say this plan is lousy, it's broken, and here are the reasons why. And if the judge buys their arguments, he can give the plan right back to the county and say, do this over again. The other problem that they have right now is that you know, interest rates still aren't where they need to be for this plan to work, and the county's right now going to New York trying to get more concessions from the sewer creditors, trying to get them to give up, you know, more of this debt, so this plan can work. And you know, that remains to be seen if that's going to be successful. The big complaint right now, the objection is filed by a group of plaintiffs known as the Wilson plaintiffs. They sued in 2008 saying that sewer rates were way too high. They need to be brought down from where they are right now, much less raised going into the future as this plan calls for. They filed an, you know, they filed an objection with the court, which sort of has three major points in there. One is that they say that the notice that the county sent out several weeks ago to sewer customers was just so thick legalese and so impenetrable that it was not sufficient for informing ratepayers as to what their rights are. The second point they make is they question whether or not any of the sewer debt was legal, whether the county had the authority under Alabama law to issue revenue warrants backed by sewer rates. Whether the debt that they're proposing to take out to refinance the old debt as part of this plan will itself be legal for the same reason. And finally, and this seems to be a pretty significant issue, they question whether the lead bank in the county's team, Citigroup, is in violation right now of the Frank Dodd Act. What that law says, of one of the many things that law says, is that a bank or firm cannot serve both as the financial advisor on a bond deal and also as an underwriter because there's a conflict of interest there. It seems that, and it's, you know, you don't have to have it in writing that you're a financial advisor. It can be just, you know, how they're acting. So, you know, that may, I mean, there are a lot of obstacles the county has to get over between now and the end of this year.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.